Hello, my name is Shiloh Jama, and I'm a formerly homeless person in the University District, and I've been running the University District New Exchange, been there for 21 years.
And my name's Carol Cummings, and I'm police chief of the city of Bothell. And what I wanted to say, Shiloh, was in our conversation, I had never really considered kind of the history of the needle exchange. And you were really in, maybe not in the very beginning, as you said, but pretty close to it for 21 years. And number one, to kind of honor the courage that it took to become so active in that system. Because I know the community wasn't necessarily all behind you when that was going on. And probably not all law enforcement was supportive of that. Am I correct in my...
Yeah, I mean, I think in the beginning it was much more of a hostile relationship mm-hmm. with law enforcement. I do think now there's lots of studies and lots of people have accepted the science, and so we have a much more collaboratory relationship with the police. I also feel like we have entirely different issues that we have in common. For example, the fentanyl issue with people cutting in fentanyl. And another example is people, a dealer was selling bath salts instead of methamphetamine, and people were having mental health breaks. And that affects communities. And we are always going to be stronger working together than we will be in our own silos. And understanding, I think police departments have understood more and more that drug users aren't, you know, on the side of the road, the single stereotype of drug users. They're all, people use drugs in every single community in King County and in every economic and social and racial backgrounds.
So do you feel over the last decade or so that your relationship with police officers, police departments have become more collaborative and supportive?
Yeah, I mean, I feel I think Jim Pugel has been a huge influence mm-hmm. in me, and his comment that he once told me that communities make communities safer, police can't don't do that. I mean, he made it in a much more beautiful way than I am not really doing justice to. And I think the one thing that I've always dreamed of, and I hope that one day police and communities can get there, is the homeless population and the street-based drug using population are always on the streets, and they are the eyes and the ears of the community. And I think collectively we can agree that some of the violent criminals, and I'm talking about people who do sexual assaults, physical harm to people, is something that is intolerable in King County for us. And why couldn't we create relationships to make sure the people who can see or the eyewitnesses of all of that situation be engaged with the police and see them as allies instead of the person who always shakes them down because the 7-Eleven called them and told them that they had to be removed even though they weren't really breaking the law. And, you know, we kind of create this complicated, hostile relationship with our low-income residents that is unnecessary. And we are actually, you know, I think the drug war in its entirety have made the communities less safe than it has made them more safe.
So how has it been the most effective for you in building those relationships with law enforcement? Because I completely agree with you that it's incredibly important for law enforcement to be able to serve everyone in the community, and oftentimes those that are the most vulnerable are those without a home, without resources. And so how do we do exactly what you're saying? Go to the people that are more likely to know those that are targeting the homeless, the drug addicted, the youth that are on the street?
I think, you know, something that I've noticed a change in the Seattle Police Department is before, when I was young and I'm a formerly homeless person, it was get the hell out of this space, you're not welcome, go to a different neighborhood. And now it's, my name is Tom, what's yours? And when they would see me, it's like, hi, Shiloh, how are you doing? And it becomes the thing that people talk about is that respect and that dignity of, you know, police aren't being called on people's best days. And that there are complicated social problems in our society that the police aren't going to arrest their way out of. And we can't also expect them to arrest their way out of. And so having those personal relationships and those real communications, you know, and really that sense of traditional beat cop that it knows all the business owners, knows the, you know, homeless population by name and understands their issues. And can connect. I mean, some of the folks, I think the police officers that have been the most successful in our community are the ones who are outreaching and talking to this business owner that says, hey, you know, this homeless guy's looking for a job. You know, I've known him for a while. You know, I see that there's a help wanted in your kitchen. Can I make that relationship happen? You know, and so I think, you know, the ideal police officer is part social worker.
So what you're saying is it's really no more complicated than seeing each other as fellow humans and building a relationship on that.
Yes, because we all live in Seattle and we all get our hearts broken from the sports in this town. Complain about the rain. And so I think it is really seeing us each other less, not as groups, but as individuals with individual personalities. For example, I run a needle exchange. I've used drugs most of my life, formerly a homeless person. But if you ask me to describe myself, I'd say I'm an Arsenal fan.
There you go. Well, it was absolutely a pleasure to meet you.
Yes, you too.